Hello.
Hi, is this Dantel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dantel. This is John of Route Local Splash. I spoke with Brian a little earlier. He mentioned to give you a call. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he spoke to you about that. Yeah.
Not really what anything was about, other than somebody was going to be calling me.
Okay. Sure thing. So, sorry about that. Yeah, Brian and I spoke a little earlier regarding on getting his business, or your guys' business, up on that first page of Google. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we make sure that it's very convenient for customers to find you guys whenever they need to, using keywords in the area. So that way it's not just on Google, but it's on the first page of Google when customers are searching for any keywords. They don't have to know his business name. Also, you guys will be listed on the 60 other directories as well, too, including social media, website. Well, I mean, we definitely have the works going for you guys, but he wanted me to discuss that a little bit further detail with you and says that you wear the pants in this one, so.
Yeah, he just does the work.
Yeah. I love it. So, Dantel, did you have any questions for me or because I'm going to go over all the details of everything with you, but I'm not sure if you got calls like this before or if you guys tried anything like that before.
From Yelp.
From Yelp. Okay. How was your guys' experience with them? Let's go with that first.
It was fine. I just I paused my ads currently on that just for financial reasons at the moment.
Okay.
We had a lot
of
overhead starting everything, and we've been getting a lot from Facebook.
Really? That's good.
A lot. Right. I've been posting in we live in Lake Orion, so like the Lake Orion chat rooms, the county chat rooms, things like that. They let you advertise on Wednesday. So yeah, we've been getting a lot of business from there. And then actually a couple people just picked up our, business card that we left somewhere.
Oh, beautiful.
Like he got a really good job that's actually going to be a recurring job from a guy that picked up a business card at the little Chinese restaurant here.
So. Get out of town. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are hustling. I love this. Okay. So here's the thing. When it comes to what we do, we are a premier Google channel partner. So there's different tier partnerships that handle their SEO for Google. We're the top tier, been in around business for over 18 years. Now, this is the great part. Everything that we do that we're talking about today is going to be included in the package. Okay, this is not a pay-per-call job service. Now, when it comes to your social media, let's say a customer researches, Tree Tremors nearby. I'm just giving an example here. They see your business, but they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook later, what we do is we make sure ads pop up on their feed with a click to call you directly from there as well, too. So if Facebook is working for you, great. We want to exploit that even further, right? So that way you're not just getting bombarded with regular calls. We want to make sure they're in the areas that you want a service to and customers are actually looking for your services, too. So there'll be quality calls.
Yeah, I do the targeted ads on there as well.
Beautiful.
And then, one of our posts was really good, and I boosted it, and he got several calls off of that one as well.
Boom. There you go. And this might even be able to help you save money because I know if you're doing it on your own, it could be a little more pricey on there. With our package, it's all included. So you get $100 worth of clicks for those ads as well. Okay. I believe it's about 5 to 50 cents per click, depending on your area, but that's usually the average right there. So that's plenty of clicks enough for you guys to generate more business. Month to month, it's
$5.50 a click is through Facebook or through you guys?
So through Facebook. That's our deal with them on there. So, yeah, that's what you're looking at.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Month to month, you guys are always staying at $249. It's a grandfathered in 50% discount off our rates right now. Okay. We only work with one company per industry per area, period. It's a strict policy. So we're never going to spread leads out to other competitors, and we're only going to work with you guys. And from what I saw from the notes here, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you guys are not looking to go any further than 50-mile radius, right?
Not even 50 miles.
Okay.
Generally about, like, 15, maybe 20 at most, but he's looking for like 15 because it's just him right now.
Awesome. Even better.
I mean, he's got friends that he's worked with that do trees for other companies that he will subcontract out for like use of their chipper or, you know, stump grinder, things like that. Or if he needs, you know, people to do like a big tree. But otherwise, all the work he's mostly doing is on his own right now.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, you guys are really starting out strong, and that's awesome. And this is going to just help the business grow in the right directions, because I like to look at it this way. It's not just getting new customers. It's making it convenient for the referrals, also for the repeat customers. But here's the thing. When your business has shown that much, guess what? You're also going to have employees or future employees looking for that, right, as well, too. So that's another way to help the business grow in the right direction, right? Yeah. Now, you guys can literally, you know, we are so flexible with your area. You can say, hey, John, let's go with just this zip code. Let's go with this town, this county. Exclude this area because we make no money here. Let's not even venture there.
Yeah,
we can do that as
we
well.
Already kind of do that because he knows he's been doing tree work for several companies over 10 years. So he knows where the good areas are and the bad.
See, there you go. And we want to make sure to keep it that way, right? We don't want to make sure that you guys get calls that are going to waste your time. That time is money. So, yeah. Now, one thing that I didn't see, or actually, let me pull this up again, because I saw that you guys have the Facebook, obviously, but I didn't see, like, an actual website. Is that something you guys were interested in doing? Because it's part of – I talked to Brian.
I just pulled out my laptop because I already got a domain name.
Oh, beautiful.
See what it was. So I actually just pulled my laptop out. I finished work stuff and was getting ready to pull that up and look at it.
Man, you guys are timing is literally everything. All right, so get this, Nantel. So this is included in your package. If you guys want to keep your domain and use that one, we could develop a website for you guys using that domain. We get that done within the first 7 to 14 days. That's how we get it done even quicker. Yeah. It's just I don't want to make that promise to you because you may have a lot more content. You may not like a color or a print, you know, and you're like, please change this out.
Yeah.
It could, yeah, that's our average. But they work fast. Yeah. Okay. So, again, all calls come to you guys directly. So however you like to be contacted, we make that happen. Text, phone, email, all three. Doesn't matter. Website, you get your tracking system, which is fully customizable. You see where the customers call from live, even in stops and eliminates a lot of spam and robocalls. So I'm sure you guys get plenty of those. And you can see the actual keywords are being searched to find your business, right? What's not working.
Okay.
That way, if you need to make modifications to that, we got you. We can go ahead. You can do that yourself. Or if you're too busy, we have an account management team that they're open Monday through Friday. They can run new promotions, change out keywords whenever you need to, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Okay.
But Brian said, yeah, talk to you. He likes it, but it seemed like he was more of like saying, it doesn't matter what I like. It matter what Nantel says. So for the pricing, to get started, it's $348, okay? But month to month, it'll always stay at $249, no matter how many jobs, calls, clicks you get. Okay, and that's including everything we spoke about. Yeah.
And you said there's a cap on the clicks or something, or?
Actually,
in that
no
price,
cap.
You said 100 or something? Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, so it's 100.
I thought I heard something about 100 clicks.
Right, okay, yeah, so let me clarify. Out of the $249 that you're paying monthly, this is not additional. It's within that $249. 100 of those dollars are automatically going towards your clicks for your Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
If you decide that you're like, man, this is working really well, we have more employees, let's add more to this, you guys are more than welcome to it at any time. Okay? You just got to let us know.
Okay.
Yep.
So are you out of South Carolina, this local splash, or?
So our main location is in Fountain Valley, California, but we are literally everywhere. I'm in Pennsylvania now. Literally everywhere, yeah. So we could say we're local.
I just came through as the 803 number.
Oh, so honestly, it's to save money because it goes through our inventory system to find companies. So, yeah, to calling out so much and everything like that, it's literally saving money on there. But yes, we're literally everywhere in the U.S.
Okay. Can you... So is this like you're reaching the end of a quarter or something? Like you have to have a decision right this moment? Or can you send me an email with some more details that I can look over?
I mean, two things. One, to answer that question, yeah, we're on behalf of Google. Don't ask me how this position became available because I'm never going to tell you something I don't know. Right? I'm just very honest. But however, whether someone fell off or the new position became available, whatever the case may be, they have us calling out through your area right now to find one company that has good reputation that we're not currently working with that has that same type of services. So we're trying to fulfill that as quickly as possible. Of course, you know, by calling out, we're going to find somebody quickly, but we decided to call you guys literally first on our list on this one, so that's why I'm talking to you today. So as you tell me if this is something you guys would really like. I can definitely, obviously, no matter what, even after payment, I stay on the phone. This is my promise. I stay on the phone with you so you actually see everything in writing on through text and through email of your invoice of everything we discussed so that way you feel comfortable still, right? That's my promise. Okay. But if you would like, we can go over that. I could send email as well too. But you tell me, where do you stand? How do you feel about everything?
It sounds good.
Okay.
I just like to kind of see stuff in front of me.
Yeah, of course.
You can send me some emails.
What's the best email I could send that to?
DANPELL 76@gmail.com
All right. Thank you for not having a long paragraph for me. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Sometimes I say, like, they need it to be continued on that one, but you're good. So I'm going to go ahead and send you two emails. First one is everything we discussed with the pricing included in there as well. Okay. And the second email I'm sending is going to be the dashboard, we call it. That's your fully customizable tracking system I was telling you about. You can actually be able to see the traffic going to your website. You can update your website through there as well. You can see everything that we're doing on there through that. I mean, that's one of our best features. Yeah. Okay. So I just sent both of those to you. Let me know you got them.
Not yet. Let me keep refreshing. All right, got one. Let's see.
And please, if you have questions for me, concerns, that's what I'm here for. As you can tell, I'm pretty open book.
No problem. Just reading this real quick.
Beautiful.
What kind of, is it go through, like, for the splash page, you guys come up with a domain name, or how's that work?
Well, we could do either or. If it was, I'm gonna give you my personal opinion. I would highly suggest using, if you have a domain that you're already paying for, use it, right? That way, knock on wood. I mean, we want to earn your business for a long time. That's how we do well. But let's say you decide to part ways in the future. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. And you keep your domain because that's yours. So we want to make sure you guys are always in good positioning regardless. Because if we use a different domain and all of a sudden it doesn't work out for you the way you want it to, then you lose that domain. Customers get confused because now they're looking at a different website. Like that just – it wouldn't make sense. You see what I'm saying? So that's my personal opinion. Completely up to you, though. Choice is yours. But that's what I would do.
Okay. Thank you very much. thank God.
You're moving there.
I'm like starving. I'm finished all this crap I had to do for work.
Oh my gosh. Multitasking at its best.
And do you guys have a website?
Yeah, go to localsplash.com.
Okay.
Now, just giving you a heads up, on there is different pricing. It's because that's not you calling in. That's we calling you. That you guys literally, I mean, I guess you can fact check me, I guess, at that point. You know, 50% discount. Actually, you could even see some of the websites that we build in there as well, too, under services.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at that right there. You can go to my site, or even Facebook ads, things like that. It gives you samples of a lot of stuff that we do.
Second email.
Oh, yeah, yep. The second email is the dashboard I was telling you about. You got it.
Okay. Sorry, just trying to look at some stuff.
Lots of details of things. We like to be very transparent. So if you have questions for me, let me know. Far as timeline breakdown, I want to make sure I go over that with you as well, too, so that way you have clear mind of how fast we move, what we do, all of it. Within the first 5 to 7 days, all of your directories and your dashboard, that tracking system, that gets done already by that time. Directories meaning like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that. Now, when it comes to your website and Facebook ads, both of those get done within the first 7 to 14 days, okay? Like I said before, it could be even faster. I mean, you guys already have a domain, so we don't have to buy that out. We don't have to do other things. Plus, you already have a Facebook, so you already know what you want. We'll set up a technician call. Once we get this thing started, I want to make sure that our techs are on the same page as you. No pun intended here, but anyway, they will go over pictures you want to add, testimonials, videos even, things like that. As far as the listings, becoming on that first page of Google and staying on there, our average with customers that don't have any web presence, they get there within the first 30 to 45 days. Now, you guys already have a Google Business Profile. You don't have to be re-verified. You have a Facebook, so I'm assuming that it's going to be a lot faster. But I just don't want to make a promise and then say, hey, yeah, we get it done this fast, and then all of a sudden it takes the 30 days just because of something else that we overlook. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just want to make sure we lay everything out on the table for you. That way you know what you're doing.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So how we stand so far there, Dontel? Do you have anything there for me?
I'm not sure. I was trying to look at reviews, see positive reviews. I'm looking at all the complaints on the BBB right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, BBB usually just has everyone tries to say anything to you.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That's why I look at a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I am not sure right now. I know it's like missing out on some grandfathered stuff or whatever, but I really don't like to just make a decision during a phone call of something I haven't heard of before.
That's okay. At least you're doing your research, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Sorry. I have a business of my own, so... this is how much I actually spend on here is because I really enjoy helping businesses through this company. I really do. I mean that. Hope you hear that sincerity in my voice when I say that. So let me ask you this. I mean, far as jumping on board things and everything like that, obviously it seems like a little too fast for you as well. Okay. What is biggest concerns for you? I want to make sure if there's any concerns, I want to address that first. That's the first thing.
I've spent so much money starting this business, and I'm in between contracts, so I don't even start working again until May 1st. So I'm really trying to watch my money.
Okay. All right, so timing.
Yeah, I mean, Brian's making money, but, I mean, most of that's going to paying off everything I spent for starting up stuff, so.
Right, and that's most startups, too, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
seriously, like, two-year marker, if anything, if we're good, right? But... Okay, so timing, and of course, having this being gradually picking up, it will help through that time, okay? Secondly, we want to make sure, though, you know, I'll put it like this, Dontel. I mean, I know it's a jump, right? And, well, I guess what we will ask for is that 1% trust, right? Let us earn the rest of the 99%. I'm not going to lie on that. Like, even me hearing it, it's just like, okay, our proven track record of success is incredible. I mean, over 18 years, we're a premier Google channel partner. We're the highest channel partner through Google to sell their SEO. There's don't quote me, but there's only about 7 or 8, I'm going to say, in the U.S. that can actually say that. Okay, it's that Google can trust and back up. Our customer satisfaction rate, out of that 12,000 we're currently working with, we have 4.9-star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. So it's proven record that we can really do well, okay? And sure, not perfect. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, with the highest track record here, that's quite a lot. It is quite a lot.
It is.
So timing, I mean, we can make this happen according to you, right? Because first we need to make sure everything's in line for when you are ready in May, right? Of course, website's got to be strong. We want to make sure everything's in line. That's what we go over. If you're making sure you're like, John, I don't want to be bombarded with calls, hey, that's okay. We can condense those keywords, condense the areas. If you're like, John, I want most calls ever. Okay, well, let's broaden this perspective, the whole thing here, and add more keywords. Sky's the limit of how we can be flexible to make things happen for you. Okay? But in the end of the day, It's your decision on that. And as long as you tell me and be transparent with me, I'm more than happy to go ahead and work with you guys and being flexible as well, too.
So when it comes to, like, the website, Facebook ads and stuff like that, you guys set that up and basically run that, and we just what send you things to post, or how does that work?
Both. Yes. Great question. So that dashboard that we have that we're going to build for you, you'll be able to not only have us do it through there, but you, bless you. But you would actually be able to do it yourself through there as well too. So you'll be able to add pictures, videos, even I believe, the video is a new option now. Even testimonials if you want to, modifications you can make through that dashboard yourself. And sometimes it gets complicated, so but we just want to make sure you guys have the keys to the car. We don't want you just saying, hey, having us do it and you can't see it or anything like that. We want to make sure you see it for yourself. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, like, on the Facebook page that we have, you guys can help us with different settings on that, too, because, like, I don't even see a spot on the Facebook business page to add where people can do reviews, because we've got reviews, but people have just been doing their comments off of the posts that we do of their stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I go through this. I wasn't sure how to do that kind of stuff other than, like, I think we just have one Yelp review currently. And then my Google business page, anytime I go to that, it still shows up for me to, like, re-verify stuff. And then when I go to it, it gives me an error message, and I've tried contacting Google themselves several times so that I can make certain changes to the Google business page, like on Google Maps or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get anywhere with that either.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a headache trying to get a hold of Google if you're not a channel partner on there. And I think correct me if I'm wrong, but just from hearing this, I think the best, value that you can get out of this is having that partnership to go ahead and do that for you. Right. I mean, our guys are very, very mastered in the Facebook, Google ads, all of it. So when it comes to Facebook, if there's something that's a feature on there, you're like, hey, I don't know how to do this. Boom, you have somebody you could talk to that can do it even for you, or even walk you through if you needed to. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing there. Yeah. And trying to get a hold of Google, I'm just being real straight up with you. I have friends that are trying to do this on their own, and they, I have one friend wait 6 months before they can even get an email back. 6 months. It's like, what? Me working at this company, I'm like, well, we work and talk with them directly, so things are a lot quicker. I mean, it's not like, first day in, boom, 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 but, I mean, we do it way faster than if it was to have you guys do it on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, no contract, month to month. It's $249, doesn't go any higher than that.
Month to month,
currently,
$249.
Pay on.
Yeah, and that's the flexibility you have. But it pricing will never change.
Okay. And when would, like, Facebook ads, different things like that, show up? Because I know you said it takes time for the Google, the website to be created and things like that. But what about local advertising immediately?
Yeah, so the local directories, that gets done in the first week at max. And then your Facebook ads, though, and your website, that gets done within the first 7 to 14 days. So it's not like 7 to 14 days, then you get your website, then another 7 to 14 days for your Facebook. No. It's both in the same week or two right there, depending on how much you would like to adjust and make modifications to. Because we can make those pretty darn quick. It's just a matter of you saying, do you like it or not? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll put it this way, Dontel. Communication is everything. If you want to succeed and do it the way and, bring it the way you want it to, talk to our technicians. Let them know. I even say this. Yeah. We do a voice verification where everything is recorded. And I'm going to repeat this to you, okay? This is verbatim. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. All right? So I actually say that in the recording part. And what that means is saying, hey, listen, if you want these best results, let our guys know so we can make that happen. If you're not telling us and we're not communicating with you, it's not going to work that well. I'm going to be honest with you on that. Some people say, hey, does this actually work? Yeah, it does. But the way it doesn't work is no communication, right? So that is legit the main thing right there.
Okay. And it's what, 3:49 today, something like that. I don't even know where I'm at in this page anymore.
Yeah, it's 3:48. Save you an extra dollar there. Every dollar counts.
I'm like trying to find my, I have so many freaking tabs open right this second. I'm like, where the hell's my email?
Believe me, I get lost in my own tabs as well too. Okay.
I still had all my work tabs open too, so it was like 20 something tabs. I'm like, I need to close some of this stuff. God.
Oh my Lord. No, I feel that. But yes, 3:48 to get started today. I promise, even after going everything said and done, I stay on phone with you till you get a text and an email of everything we discussed. I want to make sure you see it. Okay. That I don't take no for an answer. I like to stay on the phone to make sure you guys see that stuff. Because at the end of the day, you guys are joining in our family. You know, I actually say welcome to the family. And I want to make sure from the beginning, if the beginning's not strong, then how you expect to end strong, right? So that's my promise to you guys.
So how did you come across us?
As far as what?
As far as choosing us in this area to call.
So we go through an inventory, right, that comes right to our people. And that inventory is just a list of competitors, pretty much. I want to say competitors as well, because it's not just you, right? You have a list of competitors in the area. And it pops up, again, I don't know how or why the position became available. I don't know that. But I do know that it's because you guys have a great reputation already. And two, because we're not working with anyone in the area that does what you do. It's a strict policy. Yeah, we're not allowed to spread leads.
And so there's so many in this area, too.
Exactly, yeah. So if we were to sign anybody up, then we wouldn't have this conversation today, honestly.
Yeah.
So once you guys join our family, that's what I was saying. The exclusivity is real. I'm not lying.
And is it billed the same every month on every day, like same every day, or how's your billing work?
Yeah. So again, it'll be on the recording as well. But today is the 10th. So every month on the 10th, it'll always be that 249. That'll be taken out. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So Dantel, are we ready to give this a shot, or you talk to me?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. I'll try. I think I've already spent more than $249 on Facebook this week, so.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But in Yelp and everything else, God.
Oh, my God. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm very, very honest. And sometimes it bites me in the butt, but I'd rather be honest and straightforward than anything, you know? That's just who I am. But I've heard some stuff about Yelp. So are you doing, like, paper leads with them?
You know, I actually just paused the service because it is like pay per click, basically. And it doesn't matter if it's a ad click or people just find us on their own and click it. And even though they're doing like this thing where they match you so much month to month or whatever, they're getting like I haven't done it very long. We just started this, but already I feel like the price is way too high.
Yeah.
And then in my brain too, I'm also thinking like for Yelp too, it's almost like, I know a lot of people that use Yelp for things like food and stuff like that, but I don't really know if a lot of people use Yelp for, like finding tree service. You know what I mean?
Right. I was going to say
it's more like Google.
Yeah. It's good to have,
Google,
like, more
Google
traffic.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's where we help out. Right, I was going to say. I mean, we want to put it there just in case. You never know what people are going to look in randomly. But, it's there. Okay, just wanted to ask. Okay. And then, Dantel.
Yeah, in this area, it doesn't seem like Yelp is that popular. Our area is, like, because the village that we live in, they call it a village, it's, like, super tight-knit. Everybody knows each other, and it really is a lot of word of mouth and a lot of Facebook. Facebook is ridiculous. Like, you know, it's a little town built around a lake, and it's like everything still has followers on Facebook. Like, it's we haven't moved past that. Like, I don't even know anybody who has WhatsApp or anything. Like, there's, it's freaking Facebook everything.
Really?
So, it is. It's just, it is. You know, the age group around here is probably, I would say, high 30s to, you know, 50s. And then obviously there's higher and lower. But,
yeah.
And okay. That is, like, the demographic that is on Facebook.
Ah,
I see.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
we're not
I'm in the high
30s.
Right.
Yeah.
I was in Facebook age. Yep.
So I'm like.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right.
Even
right.
Instagram
well,
doesn't have much around here, so I don't think.
I only have it just because I have nieces and stuff, and I only just catch up on it for them. I don't post nothing. Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know how to if I ask me actually. All right. So Dontel, one question for you on this one, because I know it's the business name we have is Brian's Shrub and Tree. Now the account for us, in order to make this happen, whoever is making the payment, whatever the card name is on there, is going to be the account holder on there though. Is that under Brian's name? Or is that you? Okay.
No, I literally, he goes out and does the work.
Ah, so he wasn't kidding. He's like, nope, she wears the pants, man. Okay.
He is. Okay, so I'm way older than him, right? He's 29. But.
Oh, what? Okay.
He's like a crotchety old man, 29. Like, he won't do anything electronic. Like, you know, I'm like, put some damn appointments on the calendar. And he's like, no, I'll get one to write and, you know. Keep on the counter, he like writes everything down. He has no desire to even interact with Facebook or anything like that. Yeah, if he can like just get rid of his cell phone and put an answering machine, he probably would.
I love it. All right, it's a good dynamic you got going on here.
Everything is high tech. Everything is high tech. Like he still can't remember that there's an actual Hulu button on the fucking remote. You don't have to go through 8 menus. Like, you know.
Oh my god, I can't laugh too hard. My chest hurts. Oh my god, that is funny. Oh wait, I'm gonna talk to my wife about that because I did the same thing. Actually, no lie, it was recent. She's like, I was trying to look through Hulu on the menus, and then she's like, "There's a Hulu button." okay,
I know.
Trying to play it off like I knew that.
Time.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, so like I'm looking at Yelp. And we've had our business on there, I would say, maybe 9 days. And okay. I've already spent, like, $187.
What? For
yeah,
9 days?
I was, like, pause. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Pause. Oh, yeah, no. Okay. I'm glad we're talking then. Yeah. That's outrageous. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. Okay.
No, it is. It is.
Dontel, I'm assuming
they have all their little stuff, but
yeah.
Dantell.
Okay, beautiful. And how do you spell the last name?
Corfield, Corfield.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to make sure we have, I got your phone number in here, and then I have Brian's phone number in there, but who's the person that we should... I'm assuming we're going to call you when it comes to building the website and everything, right?
Yeah, me.
Okay, just making sure. So I'll put that there. And then business name, Brian's Shrub and Tree. Now, just to make sure that we don't have any complications with Google themselves here, what is the business address?
It's 34 North Shore Drive, separate words. Apartment number 2.
Okay. And I'm not going to post that on Google, just making sure. I'm assuming that's what you don't want that on there, right?
No, because it's the apartment.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'm on the same page. I always have to ask. You never know. And then I got the zip code 48362?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And then
For billing.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, no, you're fine.
I was going to say the business, the billing address is slightly different.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second. I would like to go over the most important stuff first, rather than just say, oh, let's just take your money. No. Again, we want to start stuff strong here, okay? But I love the you're like, all right, I'll get to it.
I didn't know if it was like you're putting an address as part of like just building the account itself too, because then I didn't want you to have to go back a bunch of screens when you find out it's a different billing address.
Oh, I appreciate you. Actually, yeah, that's actually what I do, but it's okay. I like this process just because, again, you guys just, I'm in the same boat, right? I have a business on the side myself and my livelihood, so I always like to be taken care of correctly, especially if I was doing this too. So I got you. Let's make sure we have a technician call. I want to make sure that's not taken from you. So do you have an, probably not today, but do you have an hour window to speak with him tomorrow by any chance?
Hang on one second. Probably.
Okay, what time works better for you, more like morning or evening, though?
Maybe like 10, somewhere around there.
Around 10 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, that works out perfect. So they're going to call you from an 877 number. I'm going to give you that full number to you. I want you to save that number because that's where you can contact our customer support. You can contact our technicians for the website, Google, Facebook, all of that. Okay? I want to make sure you have it all. And then also, I'm going to send you an email right now, and that same email is going to go out to our technician team. So that way you're going to hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side just to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay.
So it can be all right. And their phone number is on that email.
If it's not, I'm going to give it to you right away. So just make sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm sitting down in front of my laptop eating food with animals laying all over me.
Animals? What do you mean animals?
My cat. I've got a Great Dane and a Cavalier King Charles, and we are all smashed on this little couch right now.
Oh, that's adorable. Wait, how did they all get along? You had a Great Dane, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Oh, man. Yeah. I have a – don't laugh too hard.
And they love everybody. Okay.
Did they really? Oh, that's beautiful. I have a bunny. I have the real Easter bunny.
I've had a bunny for a long time.
Oh, my God. This bunny is no ordinary bunny. We call him Mr. Buttons, but he is a big boy. Like, yeah, good 9-10 pounds maybe.
Aw.
I love them, though. I love them.
What kind?
All right. It's,
does
so...
it have a certain breed or anything? Like a leopard?
Yeah, it's a lion head, but I swear, he's huge.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
They're beautiful, yeah. He's not so hard to take care of, so it's all right. All right, so I just sent that here. Bing, bada, boom. Bless you. And then I'm putting a reminder for them as well. So that way they don't miss this call. And then for your customers, do you want them to call your phone number, Brian's number? Whose number would you like them to reach out?
Customers call him.
Customers call him. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Let me sure keep that there. For us, we'll call you.
When
is
I go
okay?
back to work, I'm like super busy. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I do travel nursing and like cardiac step down ICU things. So.
Stop, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I just had, like, the crazy – we'll talk after. I don't want to stay focused. But I had a heart condition I just realized I came across, and it came back. And some doctors didn't even mention it to me when I was there. They said I broke a rib and then from laughing too hard. But it was actually – I had costochondritis and everything. And I had a freaking heart attack. It was crazy stuff. So, but anyway. Yeah. It was – it was a scary moment.
At 37?
Nice. Yep. Yeah. Too young, I feel like. I don't know. That's what I think. I was like, I'm too young to die, man. What's going on? I kissed my kids goodbye. I went on ambulance. I'm overdramatic, maybe. I don't know.
Sorry.
And then I'm going to make sure I add in all this stuff here. So we have the Facebook as well, too. So we're building you guys a new website, correct? I just want to make sure, but using your domain.
Unless they come up with a better one. I remember what mine was.
Well, again, if we do come up with a new domain for you, and I just want to make sure I put it like this as well, too. If you guys decide to part ways in the future, you would have to buy out that domain, which is only $99 to buy it off. But still, I just want to make sure you're aware of that, okay?
Yeah, because I think I paid like $25 for this one, and then it's like $25 a year or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, really? Okay. So
yeah, I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Well, you let me know.
I've been doing a lot, so.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you like us to do? Because I'm putting it in now.
Yeah, just come up with a new one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I'll put it in. And then website is included in this for you. And how do you guys accept payment from your customers? Do you cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
We do. Yeah, cash, check. We have Zelle, Cash App, Venmo. I have PayPal. We haven't used PayPal yet. We have that. I also set up a Square, but that's like, I don't want to use that.
Okay.
If I don't have to.
Well, then I'm not going to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the website, just letting you know, we do have a feature that you can, and we don't take any payment from it, but it's just a feature we can add as a PayPal. They pay on your website through the PayPal thing if you wanted to. Completely up to you, though.
Oh, and then it would just come. And there, is there like a transaction fee when they do it that way? Because I know a lot of the other ones, there's big transaction fees sometimes.
You know, we don't take any of the money of the transaction fee on there, but it's just through straight from you to PayPal. So if they do have it, it's through them. Yeah, but if they don't, then all more to it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's not like Square. Square is like 2.9% plus.
Oh, my gosh,
cents or whatever.
Isn't that
like,
a little...
Yeah, we don't want to get in the habit of losing that, but it was there. It's like I got it literally just as a last resort in case. Like I told Brian, I'm like, you know, not everyone has, because tree work can be pretty expensive, and not everybody might have, you know, $3,000 for a limb laying on their roof. And if the only thing they had really was credit card, I didn't want us to have to turn that job down.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I had a recent thing where, because I didn't have AAA, and I, it's not for roofing, obviously, but it was for my car. And I didn't have my actual card. I knew I gave it to my wife, and I was like, darn it. Mm-hmm. And so the only way I can pay for it was through Apple Pay. So I chose a company on Google. Strictly because it said they accept Apple Pay. So that was my factor right there. So, yeah, it makes a difference. Okay, so let's go over the meat and potatoes here. All right, we got all the services we want to have you guys being found for. So if you just go with just naming them out, obviously we got tree service in there. Do you do tree trimming, stump removal, grinding removal?
And he can do that. That's the one that we subcontract out, but he can do that.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Stand cleanup. Shrub care.
Shrub care.
Okay. Pruning.
Pruning. Okay.
Let's see what else. He said tree care, tree trimming, tree removal. He actually can do topiary too. He loves
that. How do you spell that?
T-O-P-I-A-R-Y.
Topiary. Okay. Man, you guys do a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, he's got a little bonsai. He loves these little bonsai trees that he has. He's like, oh, he's doing
it. That's cool. All right. So I'm going to leave it just with this for now. And then in parentheses, I'm going to say you may want to add more. Yep, for the services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can do agricultural. That's another thing that gets a lot.
Okay. And then, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in that you may want to add more just in case, because tomorrow when the technicians talk to you, they're going to review all this. Because just in case if I don't know, forgot something, or if you want to add something more, or if I had some kind of misspelling for some odd reason, they want to make sure it starts wrong, okay? So look over that. It gives you some time to write a few extra words down in case you want to add that in there.
Yeah, I'll go look through my pages and see what I've already tagged everything in.
Beautiful. Yep. Okay. And then you said that you wanted to keep it around like 15-mile radius?
Can you do like 13?
13? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we do have areas that we do try to focus on.
What's those areas? Yeah.
Lake William, Oxford, and Rochester Hills.
Rochester. Okay. Oh, you said Rochester Hill. Sorry, my bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to be careful. You put in Rochester a lot of times to get New York.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say just now. I was like, wait a minute, that's really out there. I was born in New York. That's the only reason I know. All right. Yeah. Okay. I think I have everything in here. Oh, last thing. Hours of operations. I see on Google you guys have 24 hours, 24/7. Did you want to keep it like that?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Okay.
It pretty much is because sometimes, you know, he might get a call if there's a storm that something came down in somebody's driveway or whatever, you know. So it's kind of like almost like 24-hour emergency, just depending on how big the job is. So we just leave it at 24 hours.
Makes sense. No worries. Okay. And then also I have everything here. I'm sending this to our technicians right now. So that way when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They're going to know what they're talking about with you, okay?
All right.
This next piece that we're going to do is that voice verification I was telling you about. Everything's recorded. I'm not going to take a no for an answer, okay? This is a protection for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put the pricing in there, how to part ways if that was the case. But in the beginning, I'm going to ask a few questions. Try to answer as clear as possible. And if you have questions, concerns for me, Santel, stop me in my tracks. You know I'm more than happy to answer for you, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Brian Shrubentree.
Perfect. And please state your name
now
and
I'm lying.
Title.
No, it is. Never mind. It's Brian Shrubentree. For a second, I turned it in my head before we stopped, but it's Brian Shrubentree. Sorry, I hope I didn't mess everything up.
No, you're good. This is all recorded. All right, you got me laughing. All right. And I can't. We need to take a breath here. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Dontel Corfield, partner.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for just a second because I need to breath from laughing so hard, I feel like. But also, Dontel, we're going to make sure after this recording is done, I'm going to set up a security question and answer for you because we want to make it, we want to make sure it's very confidential, strictly between us and you and nobody else. So we'll ask the security question because you'll know it's us calling in and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay? I want to make sure nothing happens.
And what were you saying about third-party persons calling us?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, because if there's a third party, and unfortunately I've heard this happen before where they act like it.
Oh.
I even heard someone said they're John from Local Splash and they try to ask
for
money.
That's why they're being security. Gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to make sure nothing like that happens. Okay. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 10th in a non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges of your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the end of the recording there. Now, on this next part, we're going to set up that security question. Please write down your answer if you need to, because I don't want you or Brian to get locked out of your own account, okay? So,
Yeah.
We have 3 questions. One, you can choose one of these. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
All right. And this will never change, so what would that answer be?
Major. Major.
Perfect. I love it. Cute. All right. So I'm going to put that in there. German Shepherd? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I used to have a German Shepherd.
Yeah,
and
they're
then,
so good.
Oh, my Lord. German Shepherd mixed with a Husky. And, yeah, they had babies, and it was every one of them had one blue eye and one brown eye. It was pretty wild.
Aww.
Yeah. And they all spoke. It was the worst thing I ever taught them. All right. And Dantel, I have on the card that we'll be using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial on there?
No middle.
Okay. And then you said, you mentioned that it was a little bit different for the billing address, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What would that be?
The same as the other one, just apartment number 1.
Oh, get out of town. Really? Okay. All right. I was expecting a whole new
thing. That's how we met.
Stop. You're kidding.
Yeah. No, I moved in next to him. He even moved in like a month before me. And we just started hanging out like neighborly friends. And then about a month into hanging out, we realized we were dating.
Good at you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right place, right time. There it is. I love that. All right. And then, Dantel, also the card that we're using today, what kind of method is it? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead. So I'm not going to go ahead and actually use hold on. This one, I guess I don't have to put that there.
And can I change the card in the future if I want to as well?
Most definitely, yeah. In the dashboard,
okay.
Just make sure I put it through there. Yep.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Uh-huh. All right, so I'm ready for the card number when you are, but I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, okay?
Okay. 4006-1385-6705-6621.
Beautiful. And the expiration date?
3/28.
Okay. And it should be a security code as well?
Yep, 570.
Before I process any type of payment, I like to do a triple check. I hope you don't mind. I know you've been very patient with me already, but I just want to make sure your grandfather didn't feel the longevity. I don't want just to say, all right, you're good, and then you have issues down the road. So give me just a second. I'd like to make sure I'm going to do that. Okay. Good. Let me refresh. Looks good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $348. Now you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know, because they're both going to direct you to the same spot, but I just want to make sure you see your invoice. That's promised. So.
All right.
Let me just say, it just went through, so let me know whichever comes first. Oh, my gosh, and I forgot to add him as a user, authorized user, so let me get Brian in. That would go good. All right.
Let me check.
Right.
All right. That's your email.
Okay, beautiful. In that email, there's a spot where it says, for the email, initial invoice, it will say.
Oh, this one's just welcome. Let's see. Oh, okay, there's the invoice.
Uh-huh. On this one,
there's a spot where it says click here to accept terms or conditions, something like that. You see that?